All right, so I've got James Cook here with me. He is the singer-songwriter champion from Rattle Singer-Songwriter Competition a few months ago. He has an amazing voice and very talented songwriter. You're a DJ at a station. You know, I DJed a little bit back in Lubbock for a rock station, but you know, I'm pretty green with this whole thing. So I might expect at the end of the interview for you to give me a grade on how I'm doing as an interviewer, because I feel like you're much more of an expert, and I'm very intimidated right now because you've been doing this for a while. So can you give us a little background of what you do as your day job?
I too started off in a rock station. I moved around a little bit, but I realized that I like doing mornings. Morning radio is different than just regular radio, because with regular radio, I don't know, you got to find information. With morning radio, it seems as though the weirder and the more odd the stories and the more ludicrous and crazy they are, that's the stories that you just want to tell in the mornings. Plus, you know, I'm very lucky that I get to work with The Outlaw, which is a station that deals with Texas music, mainly Texas music. But when I got a hold of it, I kind of leaned toward Americana and realized that I can just put whatever. It's an indie station. I absolutely love it. My background, though, is, again, I started with a rock station, moved around. Now I'm on The Outlaw. And with The Outlaw, I feel so lucky because of the fact that I started about 4 years ago. And I've got to watch it these past 4 years just grow and expand. And the artists that come through, they're local guys. I remember thinking, how weird is this that every week I get to talk to a musician?
Who's been one of the best interviews you had over on The Outlaw? I'm just curious.
On The Outlaw? Kevin Fowler, but that's just because I mess with him when he comes into town. And when I messed with him when I first met him, because I don't know if y'all know this, Kevin Fowler was the lead singer for, what was the name of that band? Do you know the name of the band?
No, I just know it's
what is the name of that? Dangerous Toys. I knew it was in there somewhere. Dangerous Toys. Whenever he first came to the studio, he didn't know who I was, but he knew the last guy. So he came in and I had the entire studio covered in like pictures of him with like long hair. And he just started freaking out, and he's, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away." He's talking about his hair, of course. He's some of the funny. He's more of the funnier dudes. I like the funnier guys. I like the guys that like to be goofy.
All right, so let's shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about I heard you were going back into the studio, or you had already cut tracks that are ready to be released. Where are you in the process of working on a new record?
Wrapping it up, sort of.
Okay, that's a heavy answer.
Yeah, right. We've been recording for almost a year now. This was just, I wanted to do an album, just acoustic stuff. And then when we got in there, you know, it sounded good. It sounded real good if we added a little bass to it. Okay, well, it sounded real good if we added this to it. And then after a while, it just got bigger and bigger, and it wasn't a stripped down acoustic album. But it was good because it ended up being something bigger than I hoped for. And also, I won the Rattle Magazine competition. So, boom, just like that, I do have an acoustic album now. And I could focus a little bit more on this one. It's a series of ideas that I had that were all floating around the end of the world. In Wichita Falls, we had a drought. All North Texas had this crazy drought. But in Wichita Falls, we were getting out like 13% of our water. I mean, it was getting scary, where we'd watch the news every night, and they would tell us we have less water than yesterday. We don't know what we're going to do. The city took some drastic measures. They did some stuff. But the talk around town, and still is, even though we've gotten the rain, is the end of the world. So it got scary around town. And then with all that talk, it reminded me of when I was younger and my mom would discuss this stuff. And the fear-mongering that would kind of come along with growing up, that's how my mom decided to parent us, was through fear. So that started coming through, and I started realizing there was a lot of times in my life where I heard all this talk, and I've had people try to scare me into decisions. And so I decided, well, that's a good idea for a song. So I wrote Lullaby for the Rapture, which is basically how my mom would put me to sleep at nights, would tell me these stories and tell me these ideas of, if you're not good, this won't happen to you. And And if you're not good, then this will happen to you. And so I decided to write a song on that called Lullaby for the Rapture, which has to do with someone preaching the end of the world. Covers are secure. You need comfort and something when the thunder starts to roll. This town could do with a cleansing. Count your blessings in the meantime. Patiently second coming. I'm tying all the loose ends to the prophecies. I want front row to the beginning of the year. Front row to the beginning of the year. You need to recognize and realize it's finalized. I stare them dead in the eyes. I'm here to spread the fear. Sleep tight, I'm gonna tell it like it is. This penance for this evil is coming for us all. Sleep tight. Sleep tight. Mm, yeah, oh. Sleep tight, I'm gonna tell it like it is. Better to be safe than sorry when you're standing at them gates. Sleep tight. Sleep tight, I'm gonna tell it like it is. Sleep tight, I'm gonna tell it like it is. Face to face, I seen straight through his mask. Now he been lining up his soldiers now. So anxious for the wrath. I want front row to the beginning of the year. Front row to the beginning of the year. You need to recognize and realize I'm here to spread the fear. Slip tight, I'm gonna tell it like it is. This penance for this evil is coming for us all. Sleep tight. Sleep tight. No one knows. Sleep tight. I'm gonna tell it like it is. Better to be safe than sorry when you're standing at them gates. Sleep tight. Sleep tight. I'm gonna tell it like it is. Sleep tight. I'm gonna tell it like it is. Tell it like it is. And then I wrote another one about the end of the world, which was the final song on it. And it's about this couple who they don't believe that they're going to end up the same place whenever they die. They have different beliefs. But they know that even though the world's coming to an end, they have to find each other when it's all said and done. Even if they die, even if they pass away, somehow these two have to find each other. That's Dermanellian.
Okay, so since I've been listening to the album, Dermanellian, you know, and I was like, okay, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this song name, the song title. So how do you pronounce it again?
Dermanellian.
Dermanellian, where does that come from?
the Aztec or the Mayan word, I can't remember. I think it might have been the Mayan word for over the cliff, which they also used for the end of the world. That was their definition for the end of the world. So when I was writing it, I had that kind of mentality, like I could visualize what I wanted the music to sound like. And that was another great thing about the song is when I was writing it, I spent a while writing that song. I'd say a few years, to be honest with you, because I kept coming back to it and saying, well, it's not ending the way I want it to. I want it to end epic. And it didn't come back as, it didn't have enough parts. It didn't have enough emotion to it. And the more I play with it, the more I realized I want this to be deeper than anything I'd written before. So I kept coming back to it and coming back to it. And then once I had the idea of it's this couple that meets up at the end of the album, because that song will be on the next album. And it's a couple that meets up at the end of the album saying it's all about to go down and we have to find each other.
That's cool. It's over.
So, but then the other songs in between are just characters and ideas that I had where they each have to deal with the end of the world. They deal with it in their own way. One's a coward. One doesn't care. He can't wait for it to burn because he's hated on this planet anyway. So what does it matter?
I can already tell you I like that one. That's like right up my alley. It's I like called, the dark stuff like that.
It's called Flat, Foolish, and Despised.
Okay, so can't I'm looking wait out for
that one
can't.
In the next album. Well, I'm a poet for the wicked. Let my tongue be the fool. My mind seems to settle when a pen finds its groove. Never been here for a while now. Let me catch my breath. I'm gonna lend my torch to pour that dark in death. No, he's aiming low and falling short. This spun harder than it looks. Cast my role as a villain or a thief or a crook. Oh Lord, those bloody feathers falling all on the floor. He clawed the air before he come back for more. That sharp beat rips clean through fast. It's outbound but it's smoldering ash. Let it burn. Let it burn.
Big question I have for you is okay. When can we expect the new stuff? When's the album coming?
Well, you know, it's supposed to be out really soon. I wish I can do something better than that, but it's on its way.
Unacceptable.
You're going to hear a single, hopefully, somewhere before you hear the album. But we're trying to wrap. The thing
still
is, we're trying to.
Giving me much here.
We're trying to finish the end of the album. And I'm one of those dudes that keeps hearing the ending and going, nah, that's not how I envisioned it. And considering the fact that it took me, I mean, over a year. Oh, it took me longer than that, man. To finish the song in the first place. I'm really nervous about how long it's going to take before it sounds like I hear it in my head. And that's what we're gunning for before we complete it. But we're hoping before summer. We're hoping before the summer. We're trying to wrap it. It's just one part. And it's the very end.
On Dermanenlian.
Dermanenlian.
Okay, yeah. It's Dermanenlian.
You got it. You got it.
That's how we end this segment. I'm just kidding. End scene. Okay, we usually ask who, you know, this is our pay it forward moment on the Rattle Hour. What artist right now you're really listening to? And I think I already know the answer because you've already said his name like three times and I'm expecting to hear it again. But who do you think is going to shake up the scene a little bit this year? Who do you think is going to be like that, one of the next big things? Or who should people be listening to right now that they might not have listened to before?
Anybody from Lubbock.
I did not pay you to say that.
No, I think that is such a cool scene. We live in good times. We live in great, great times where we do not bow down to major corporations that are going to tell you what you're going to be listening to next. We live in such great times that it allows cities with already a scene to just keep flourishing, like scenes like Fort Worth and Lubbock. And I'm lucky because I'm kind of in between both those. I'm not so lucky that I got to drive 3.5 hours whenever I'm done with a show, but I am lucky that I get to go to these shows, play these shows. Like tonight, I'm going to play a show. And when I'm done with the show, I'm going to go watch a show. As soon as I'm finished with my show, I'm watching someone else. I know you wanted some artists, but it's really hard for me to get specific when it comes to this stuff. And I love that I don't have to go support some guy I don't know just because somebody told me this is your next big superstar. I get to go look online and see who my friends are already digging on. Like I heard of No Dry County through other friends and through other, you know, searching around YouTube. I ended up on the videos that you made for them.
Oh yeah.
So that's how I heard of No Dry County was through their videos. Then I think I asked Trent, hey, will you send me a CD? And he ended up sending me one. Totally love that album from No Dry County.
Oh yeah, one of my favorites of last year for sure.
Definitely. Somebody even said it. That reminded him of Dire Straits.
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of this Dire Straits vibe with Airy and stuff. And all of music from Lubbock has this sound. That's another thing about Texas music is you go to a town and it has its own sound. It has its own essence. And I talked a little bit about this on that interview, but man, I love that. It's exciting to know that I'm in charge of who I like next nowadays. So
what advice would you give to aspiring musicians right now? What's a piece of advice that you wish you would have known while you were coming up through the ranks and getting started?
I played basketball when I was a kid and I sucked because I played with the guys around my neighborhood. Then I went to Bridwell Park and the guys over there were just so, they play ghetto ball.
Right.
I got real good once I played with them. So have that mentality of go play with some really, really good musicians. I didn't have that. I didn't have any of that stuff. So
that's great.
So I guess my advice is just kind of listen to someone, any advice you get, take it, soak it up, and use it to your advantage. Because I don't know, I guess you're like a Highlander. Now you possess all their powers, and you can move on from there.
Yes, yes.
I threw in a Highlander reference before this interview was done. You're welcome. Meet by the lakeside, be shown to be discreet. The meal gets much too loud to speak my mind.
That was James Cook. And one last note, I asked James on his way out the door what he thought my interview grade should be. He gave me an A. Make sure to go follow James on social media with the following handle across all platforms, @JamesCookMakesMusic. If you'd like more info on the Rattle Hour with Tanner Griggs, or Rattle in general, head on over to rattle.media. They have exclusive video content with artists, interviews, and you can subscribe for free to their magazine. You can download the podcast, The Rattle Hour with Tanner Griggs, on iTunes, or stream it online on the Rattle website or via SoundCloud. I'm Tanner Griggs, and you can follow me on social media at tgriggs15 on Twitter and Instagram, or get a hold of me on Nighthawk Productions' Facebook page. Look for the Orange Nighthawk when you search. Make sure to come back every week. We'll be releasing an episode every Wednesday. Support the artist. Support live music. Go out and see a show this weekend. Buy the merch. Buy the album. Just get out there and shake things up. The Rattle Hour with Tanner Griggs is produced by Nighthawk Productions and Rattle. Created by DJ Dugan and Tanner Griggs. The Rattle Report was produced by DJ Dugan. Editing and mixing by Nighthawk Productions. The music in this episode, in order of appearance, was by Thieving Birds, James Cook, The Staves, Ben Howard, Drew Kennedy, Luke Wade, Uncle Lucius, and Lewis and Lee.
Over. Tell me.